Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
And our listeners weighed in on what direction they think Obama should go. Claudia Miller from Kent, Ohio wrote, "I would very much like to convert our home to geothermal energy for heating. It would help me to be able to take advantage of a low-interest mortgage-type loan. So I would like to see programs to help homeowners utilize geothermal, solar, wind, biofuel, and other green energy sources."
And Jay Turner of San Jose, California, was one among many who wrote to us urging that the next administration, the Obama administration, reengage with the international negotiations over climate change. And Jeff, you know, that brings up the fact that next month in Poland, there is a meeting of the climate change negotiations, a very important one. And I'm wondering who the Obama administration may send even before they come into office to these negotiations. You know, during the Bush years, no one over the rank of Undersecretary of State ever went to these negotiations.
I think that you're right. That might be a very important indicator of the priority they place on that. The other thing, of course, we're going to see here in just the next few weeks, we're going to start seeing the shape of the cabinet, the Obama cabinet, the names of folks who are going to head up these very important positions in environment and energy agencies. And I think that will tell us a lot about the priorities the president places on this and how he wants to go about achieving his goals here.
Yeah, you know, think about Interior, for example. Now, whoever goes there, a lot rides on that, because on the one hand, you could have somebody who really wants to do a lot of drilling and a lot of mining, or somebody who's going to focus on even expanding the protection of public lands and bolstering the National Park Service.
And who's going to head the Environmental Protection Agency? There are some big decisions waiting whoever walks into that office, and kind of a mess to clean up in that agency as well. So important positions, and we're going to be watching.
Under current federal law, the Los Angeles River is not entitled to protection, as it doesn't flow all of the time. And that makes developers happy.
It can't be the case that the regulatory branch of the federal government should be just so intrusive that it can control every drainage ditch or water body that just becomes wet after a storm.
But activists say the waterway is the soul of the city. The fight to save the Los Angeles River, next time on Living on Earth.
Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Ashley Ahern, Bobby Bascom, Eileen Balinski, Bruce Gellerman, Ingrid Lobet, Helen Palmer, and Mitra Taj, with help from Sarah Calkins and Marilyn Gavoni.
Our interns are Sandra Larson and Jesse Martin. Jeff Turton is our technical director. Allison Learish-Dean composed our themes. You can find us anytime at loe.org. I'm Steve Kerwood.
And I'm Jeff Young. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science, and Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield pays its farmers not to use artificial growth hormones on their cows. Details at stonyfield.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners, the Ford Foundation, the Town Creek Foundation, and the Oak Foundation, supporting coverage of climate change and marine issues. The Rockefeller Foundation and its campaign for American workers. More at rockfound.org. And Pax World Mutual Funds, socially and environmentally sustainable investing. Pax World for tomorrow. On the web at paxworld.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.